This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick from Hollywood. Studio cinematic gifts for this holiday weekend. Lumps of coal or just what you wanted? The online magazine Slate compiles our weekly digest of what the critics are saying. Here's Mark Jordan Ligon.
First up in wide release, we have the comedy Fun with Dick and Jane. Based on the 1977 film that starred Jane Fonda and George Segal, this time around Jim Carrey and Taya Leone play the well-to-do couple who, after corporate downsizing and such, turn to crime to keep up their lavish lifestyle.
All right, everybody, two ice mochas. Let's go. Move it. Ah! Ah, you okay, hon?
I'm okay.
All right, nobody's trying to follow us because we're desperate criminals. We're crazy people. Are these non-fat muffins? Are they non-fat muffins?
I think so.
Oh, geez, hon, you got to get some of those.
The nation's critics weren't very jolly about this one. The Hollywood Reporter snaps a shrill remake that opts for shtick over satire. The Arizona Republic complains there are funny bits, but too few of them. Fun with Dick and Jane just isn't all that fun. And the Chicago Sun-Times says the movie avoids the rich opportunities and turns to tired slapstick. Next up is the romantic comedy from director Rob Reiner, Rumor Has It. Jennifer Aniston stars as a woman who discovers just before her own wedding that her family might have been the actual inspiration for the classic novel and movie, The Graduate. Kevin Costner and Shirley MacLaine also star.
Well, did you sleep with a man who also slept with Mom and Grandma Catherine?
What? You slept with Dad? Dad slept with Grandma Catherine? Ew!
Oh, God, come on, even I'm not that twisted.
All right, from the beginning, and don't leave out a thing.
The critics say naughty, not nice. The New York Times gripes buried deep inside this misbegotten comedy is the glimmer of an idea. The Washington Post warns the fictional Mrs. Robinson would be horrified to watch Rumor Has It, a lifeless comedy that uses her liaison for its torturous premise, and the Village Voice growls, Rumor had it, this was a stinker, and it is. Whew. Well, ho, ho, ho. And we close with another wide-release comedy, Cheaper by the Dozen 2. Yes, the Bakers are back, and there's no one to blame but the people who went en masse to see the first one in 2003. Steve Martin and Bonnie Hunt return as the heads of a large family who go toe-to-toe with another family in an all-out summer vacation competition. Eugene Levy also stars.
I can help you.
Hi!
As long as I don't do time for the crime.
Hey, guys, hi!
Done.
No grounding.
Uh-uh.
No allowance stockage. No boring spew about the difference between right and wrong. And you have no problem with the methods that I choose. Hey!
Your contract, do with it what you will. Agreed?
Agreed.
Hey, give Daddy a hug. Nail him.
Sorry, I just relay the reviews, and the critics really say bah humbug this time. Bland, canned, but studiously professional, cries Variety. A cheerless sequel to an uninspired remake, yells the New York Daily News, and the Boston Globe calls it noisy, silly, gratingly upbeat, and piously sentimental. So Christmas is 2 days away. What better way to escape your own crazy family than by paying money to see a movie about someone else's crazy family? Of course, in Hollywood movies like Cheaper by the Dozen 2, it all works out in the end, while in reality, your Uncle Buddy drowns your condescending cousin in the eggnog. Happy holidays, everyone!
Mark Jordan Ligon is a writer in Los Angeles.